This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, whether you're following us on the air or not, or whatever it is you're doing, you know, is really cool. I really appreciate it. The, man, some of the stuff that went down this week, right? I mean, did you ever think in your life, on this planet, in this wonderful country, really, that you would see some of the things you saw this week? That you have rioters, rioters, and looters taking over cities. What I love is protesters are begging for Gatorade, clothes, cigarettes, and much more. But the cops are trying to figure out who's running the show, right? I mean, think about it. Who's running the show? They don't know. The people who take it over the city don't know. Activists and police have, they have clashing views regarding the activities going on inside the so-called CHAZ. It's a six-block area of Seattle that's been taken over by the protesters. Now, the authorities try to figure out who's running the thing, so they can sit and talk with them. I would talk with them, but that's just me. And there's photos of them in and out there. There's videos of what's going on. You still can't figure out who's in charge, right? Now, one Chaz supporter identified as Asami on Twitter. He encouraged protesters, buy guns. Why buy them? Just steal them. Oh, you got all those blocks. I'm sure that if you start ransacking those houses and stores, you'll find some. Police have repeatedly said that they heard anecdotally the reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within the area. Well, that's not, you know, again, why would that be that out of line? When you look at what's going on there, who has control of what, you never know what could be going on, right? Police have also said that their response time to 9/11 calls have been tripled over the last few days because they're unable to access the downtown region because of being blocked by protesters. You know what? Get the tank. I'm sorry. Some of you are going to find that very distasteful. I don't really care. These people are occupying property that isn't theirs. They have stolen property. They have stolen goods. They have damaged some, you know, from somebody's hard working their whole life. They've put money away. These people have taken it away from them. Possible leader behind the moment is this guy, Kashama Sawanti, whatever his name is. A Seattle City Council member who helped hundreds of demonstrators in the City Hall earlier this week. Right? They all called for the mayor, Mayor Jenny Durkan, to resign. Sawant has encouraged protesters to hold out on giving back the precinct or even allowing officers inside. She's breaking the law. They swear to uphold the law, yet they get in there, they decide it's now a dictatorial thing or a dictatorship. Get rid of the papers, get rid of the laws. It's all about what I feel, what I think is real. When did that happen? I missed that one. right? She went on to say the process for deciding each precinct conversations must include those involved in Chaz. You need to bring in the black community organizations. You have to talk about restorative justice, faith, anti-racist renter. You know, they think that everything is negotiable. I buy a piece of property. I can rent it for $3,000 a square foot if I want to. You don't have to live there. Nobody's forcing you. This is an ACA under the Democrats. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. Our movement needs to urgently ensure the East Precinct is not handed back to police. It needs to be permanently handed over to community control. See, but I love it because they don't have any answers for you. Right? You don't need police? Well, what do you need? See, part of the government's responsibility is to protect your life. Is to make sure that you're safe no matter what's going on in the streets or around you. And then what happens? They want to be their own country? Sure, no problem. I'll tell you what. You collect your own taxes. You pay back the money for the buildings and the damage you've done. Right? One sign says, you better be hitting up every single one of your blanking friends right now so they can witness this, one demonstrator said. This is not what we fought for. We need to get out. So, all of a sudden, somebody who fought for freedom is stuck in a position where they don't have freedom. They're being hung for all intents and purposes. Businesses situated inside the Chaz, including dozens of restaurants and bars, they put out free food, medicine, supplies, and other things so the protesters can hang longer. There is this food and clothing everywhere. Maybe that's what we should do. Listen, if you're a group of people and you're a little hard up for money and food and you're having trouble getting through, just grab a bunch of your buddies. Go take over a block or a section of the community. And you'll get the same thing. You'll get money. You'll get food. You get all kinds of stuff. One agitator group on Twitter, they put up photos inside a Chaz showing a list of items needed by demonstrators, including cigarettes, tents, and bedding. What are they doing? I would love to know what they're doing. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
To do the mama like it's crazy. And hey, mambo, don't want a tarantella. Hey, mambo, no more the mozzarella. Hey, mambo, hey, mambo, Italiano. Try an enchilada with a fish of bacalade.
are back now. I'm Joe Cidio, host of Real Side on GCN Live. Come on. I'm hearing me twice, but it's me. All right. I'm Joe Cidio, host. We'll just get back at it. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, that's better. 855-732-5563. We're talking about how the when you look at what's going on out there, right? These are the dim cities they're taking over. Seattle, for instance. You know, they're cities run by Democrats, and they're not taking responsibility for what they're doing. They're not stepping up and doing what they need to do. You know, and again, I don't know what's so hard about keeping peace and law and order. Right? Not that hard, is it? But they refuse to do anything about it. So, you know, when you look at what's going on there right now just outside of Seattle, it really is on the outskirts or on the edge of Seattle, at least what the map looks like. They think they're going to negotiate with these people to get it back? How does that work? How does that seriously work? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Governor of Tennessee warns, if you're looking for a fight, you'll get one. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, he issued a warning to demonstrators looking to set up an autonomous zone in front of the state capitol Friday. He said that the lawlessness and the autonomous zones that they think they're going to set up ain't going to happen. They won't be tolerated. According to a local news outlet, a large group of demonstrators protesting the death of George Floyd and police custody and racial justice in the U.S., they intend to set up these places all across the country. You can't let them do it. The Seattle occupation, which has taken over several blocks of the Capitol Hill neighborhood, it declared itself an autonomous zone. What does that mean? Like it has no law enforcement? Leave us alone? You can't come here? Seattle's East Precinct was cleared Monday after protesters clashed with police officers following days of demonstration. After these events on Sunday night, it was clear that this wasn't going to end anytime soon. And the Seattle mayor, Jenny Durkin, I mean, she's now in a match with the chief of police in that area. I just think this is hilarious. How are the elected officials in a match to try to keep law and order? I don't understand any of this. It makes absolutely no sense to me. If you want to see some of you who don't think it makes a difference that you vote or don't vote, if you want to see what this country would look like, right? All you have to do, the only thing you have to do is look at how California's run. All right? You look at California, look at Chicago, look at Washington State right now. Sorry for that. You look at all of that, and they're all run by Democrats. Yeah, they were screaming a week or two ago about Georgia. And when you see what's going on in Georgia, for instance, in Georgia, they claimed that there was some voter fraud that took place, right? Well, how? How? Can voter fraud take place? How can it be, because you know it doesn't exist, how can it be a Republican's fault when in Georgia the elections are done by the local? They're run by the locals. They're overseen by local commissions. And both the commissions they said there was voter fraud in are run by Democrats, majority Democrats. So I don't understand it. I don't get it. One of these days, that's why you've got to get involved, you've got to get engaged. You can't just let this stuff go by. You can't just figure at some point in time it'll work itself out, it'll fix itself. It's not going to fix itself. Not at all, not ever. Let me tell you what happens. When you let the loons on the left do what they want to do, let me tell you what happens. In San Francisco, some of you understand, you understand this kind of thing. In San Francisco, you have the county of San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, right? Two different agencies, if you would, two different government agencies. So, first of all, San Francisco is being depopulated. People are leaving. And if the virus didn't kill the business, then the riots and the looting did. Right? Many of the restaurants in town are permanently closed, never to open again. They have some fantastic restaurants in San Francisco. Now, small businesses that depend on workers in the tall buildings, they're not going to open again. The employees are now working from home, so those buildings won't be occupied again. The city is still insisting on a storefront vacancy tax that they passed last year. Now, check this out. So last year, the county of San Francisco, I'm sorry, the city, and it was upheld by the county, it passed what's called a vacancy tax. And what it was is that, now check this out. If you own property, you know, storefront property, retail property, and it was vacant, you couldn't rent it out, you had to pay them a vacancy tax. And the reason behind it was twofold. They now weren't getting any taxes from a retail business that would be there, so they were missing those tax dollars. All right? Number two is they were blaming the vacancies on the landlords. And they said the reason the vacancies, or the vacancy tax is, we're going to mandate it, is because if you would just simply lower your rents, you'd fill those buildings. But here's the real problem. In San Francisco County, city, whatever, you've got people sleeping in the doorways and you can't move them out. They're crapping in the streets and on the sidewalks right there in front of the buildings or in front of the work areas, and you can't move them out. We'll hit this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. I promise I'll hit the right button this time. We'll be back in a minute.
American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll a lot. You can do up there a lot you can get involved with. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I know there's a whole bunch of other stuff you could be doing. We were talking about how, if you really want to see how this country would look if it was total Democrat rule. You know, when Obama first got in the first couple of years, they got away with a lot. I don't think they realized how much they could have got away with. You see what's going on today, you'll see what they truly could have got away with. Right? What they would have pushed for, what they probably would. I mean, you'd have these places all around the country, wouldn't you? Right? So now, we talked about San Francisco and how their vacancy tax was supposed to help them fix and refill the taxes they were losing from retail establishments that were empty. They were blaming the fact, the reason they were taxing the landlords, is because they were blaming the fact that these places were empty on the fact that they were charging too much in rent, and that's why they couldn't fill the places. Because they can't see anything past that. It's all about tax money. The landlord said, it's not the problem at all. The problem is you're allowing people to sleep in our storefronts. We can't, well, the potential places that we're renting, we can't get rid of them. We can't kick them out. They're crapping on the sidewalks. You're not cleaning it up. What do you want from us? Nobody's going to rent a store like that because nobody's going to walk in being accosted by homeless people. That simple. That was their argument. I believe their argument to be true. Nobody's going to want to go in there. You know, I grew up as a kid in Boston, and there were areas where some of the stores that were old, and you could tell people had been sleeping there and urinating in the walkway, and you get up in the morning, and all these store owners were out there, and they were sweeping the place, and they were hosing down the front. You know, the water would run off into the street. Sometimes it was just dry there because it didn't run off far enough And you could smell. You could smell the urine. It was bad. But they don't see it that way up there. Can't hurt those people. We'll just tax people who own stuff. Right? So now they've decided, you know, because they're trying to have a heart. They're telling you that they're not cold. Now they're going to push it out to 2022. That's enough time for property owners to sell out at a discount or, you know, take a loss, get gone, whatever it is. After the coronavirus pandemic shut in San Francisco, many businesses sent the local economy into a tailspin. The Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to delay the implementation of the voter-approved vacancy tax on empty storefronts. Now, the unanimously approved one-year delay, and it was proposed by Supervisor Aaron Penskin, who had introduced Proposition D, the storefront vacancy tax, for the March ballot. The tax will go into effect in 2022. All right? This is how you kill an economy. You tax it to death. Think about this. A storefront vacancy tax. So if you have a storefront, you can't get it rented, you got no money coming in, what can we do to help? Oh, we'll tax you. That's what we can do. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. They've got a boatload of vacancies there. And now, based on what's gone on now, it's probably even worse. But they did unanimously, they got together. Oh, my God. They approved one-year delay, unanimously approved a one-year delay. Right? They see it as a strategy, you know, to address the proliferation of vacant storefronts. And when you talk about, when I buy a property, don't tell me what I could charge for it. That's not right. Goes on to say, I think we all agree that this is a global pandemic, definitely in the category of severe and unforeseen events, throwing a wrench into all of this. The taxes approved by voters. You know how they get these taxes approved. So some of you go, oh my God, they're already taxed to death. How they get approved? It's really simple. It's for the kids. We need the taxes because we don't have money to get our kids the education they require. They deserve. So we have to raise the taxes so that we have more tax money to get more books and more things into the schools. Then the state does it to you. So the city does it to you. The state does it to you. The county does it to you. So now you got a triple tax for all this education here in California. And what happens? We're number 47th in the country, or 46th, whatever it was. Right? Come on, let that sink in your head for a minute. And then we hear about, well, heck, we've defunded education. We need to give them more money. Well, technically, actually, we have not defunded education. Matter of fact, they have sold so many things to you based on that. I mean, seriously. They keep telling you how, you know, you've defunded education. They can't get enough money for it. The governor's pulled back money for this, that, the other thing. It's not true. Right? And you know the old saying, right? You repeat the lie enough, often enough, people start to believe it. Several of these social media posts, media posts, like the legislation that have been draining education funding for years. A tweet from a high school football coach asserted that they've been defunding education for years. It's garnered over 500,000 likes in just a few days, but may not be true. So I keep telling you. Got to look into it before you approve it, before you think it's okay to push it. On the average, the United States spends about $15,000 per student each year. The inflation-adjusted K-12 education spending per student, that's increased by 280% since 1960 in California, where the previously mentioned football coach resides. Inflation-adjusted spending on K-12 education, 129% since 1970. This is all verifiable to the U.S. Census Bureau. It's particularly crazy. You can push the myth in the education debate because increased education spending isn't usually associated with better results. And that's a true statement. You cannot hang teachers out if their kids aren't doing better. I don't mean that in a negative way. You can't hold them responsible. because they could have got a bad batch of kids. But no kid is bad. Make up your mind. Stanford University economist Eric Hanishek, he reviewed nearly 400 students on the topic and concluded that there's not a strong or consistent relationship between student performance and school resources. Now, it shouldn't surprise anybody because we've seen it. I'm in the education world. I have seen schools have been taken over, taken away from, you know, public dominance or whatever you want to call it. But you can't call it public management. They ain't managing anything. Pour more money into the same broken system, it won't fix it. I mean, pumping more water through a broken pipe doesn't stop it from leaking, does it? There was a school in Los Angeles, city of Los Angeles. Now, the one thing that Mayor Villaraigosa did was he made it so that the parents could take over schools in the district or in the area they were in when the schools were failing and the district wasn't fixing it. So that's what he did. So one of the sets of parents, they went in, they take over the schools, or took over the school, because the school had a 73% dropout rate. They handed the reins of the school over to a charter school company. I think it was called Green Dot Charter. I have nothing to do with them, you need to check them out. They came in, and with a relatively short period of time, they turned that school around to a 30% dropout rate and a 70% graduation rate. When you see the, when you see the interview and you talk to these people, what you come to find out is that they went in and talked to the teachers, and any teacher who basically had the attitude, you know, all you can do with these kids is just try to get them through school, right? Doesn't matter what grade they get, what they learn, if they know how to read or don't know how to read, just get them in, get them out. They fired those teachers. That's the first thing they did. And then they took the school. Once they got solid teachers in there, they took the school and they opened it up from 7 to 7. I mean, they're very, very, very poor neighborhoods. They gave those kids a place to show up, to be safe, to have breakfast and lunch, put them all in uniforms, and turn that place around in a short period of time. And the public school people hated it. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more up after the break.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Part of the conversation, part of the solution, whatever. However it is you want the terminology to work. Seriously. And I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You're involved and engaged. So we've heard over the last few days, last few days, actually quite some time, about defunding the police. Defund the police, defund the police, defund the police. Right? And how bad it is and all this. And I just find it amazing. Because who are these people really going to call? Especially on campus and other places. Who are they going to call for help? And nothing like you see happen in Seattle now where all of a sudden they realize that they've run out of services, supplies, or what have you. It's like when your teenager goes off to college and all of a sudden they realize the refrigerator doesn't fill itself. Right? So campus reform recently was out on, where were they? They were out on, well, campus. And they were talking to some of these kids about, you know, what exactly is it that you're looking for help? And do you want to defund the police department? I think some of the loons on the left would be quite surprised when they heard or hear what their responses were. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Eduardo Nett with Campus Reform. With recent calls around the country to defund police departments and defund cops, we're here today in Miami, Florida to talk to young Americans to see what they think. So with a lot of the recent protests that have been going on, the calls for racial equality, we're seeing a lot of younger Americans, whether, you know, in their own lives, even on college campuses, you know, universities, making calls to cut ties with police and defund police departments. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. I think we should defund the police just because I just don't think it's fair how they're treating people. I just don't think that they're being fair to everyone, and the brutality is getting really bad. We should.
And then we would call people that we like to come help. Did you hear? No real doubt they're treating people bad. So all 770,000 cops across the country are treating people bad.
Should defund the police, yes. With defunding the police, I feel like we waste a lot of money with, like, military specifically, just with weapons.
Do you think we should defund police?
The military aren't police, lady.
Departments?
That's a good question. I think maybe to a certain extent we should defund them a little bit, but not completely, because I think police brings order.
People are still dying even if they don't resist arrest, so I think there has to be a change in the police system, not...
So the cops just go out there and start shooting people up. I got it, yeah.
I don't think it's the people's problem.
I think sometimes they abuse their power. Obviously, like, not all cops.
Right, because your professor at your college has never abused his power. Never backed you into a corner and told you, you know, if you write about this or if you do this or if you do that, you're going to get an F on this, right? They don't abuse their power at all.
Cops are bad, but, like, what we've seen so far, it's, like, terrible, you know? So, like, we still need that order and stuff. Like, we still need people to protect us.
I think you should be elected. I think you should be arrested just for using "like" so many times in two sentences.
But yeah, like sometimes, like they think that they're above the law.
If we defund police departments, who's going to arrest the criminals?
The thing with that is that usually, when you do get criminal cases or cases of rape and stuff, the police sometimes they turn away from that stuff, and the perpetrators aren't arrested, which is why I don't think the police are doing good.
If the police departments were defunded, who?
Listen carefully, okay. They answer generically. They don't really have an answer. I don't even understand. It's what I've always said. I've been saying this since I've been doing this show. They're so prideful, they can't say, "I just don't know." Somehow, that's not something that comes off their lips.
Who would be arresting the criminals?
Yeah, like, I think that the police department should be, like, reformed in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like okay. Not a whole new branch, but, like, they really need to, like, do security, like, checkups. I mean,
How about just, you know, you work with them? Maybe they do need some retraining. I don't know. I've never claimed to be the smartest guy in the room. Right? And the defunding, no, they need more. If you want to retrain them, you need to give them more money. You can't give them less money.
Obviously, I don't think we should defund it completely, because then, like, who are you going to call? Yeah, I think there would be crime, like, higher crime rates at first. I mean, we still need people to protect us, you know? Like, if you're, like, getting robbed or something like that, like, if you can't call the police, then, like, what are you going to do, you know? The police that we have now, it just should be a different law enforcement. We should still, like, maintain the police, but maybe take away, like, some of their rights. I don't know if that's, like, the right word to use, but, like, get some restrictions on, like, the power that they have. So I think we just need to, like, focus on making the system less racist and, like, systematically racist.
See, they have no idea what they're talking about. They're throwing out terms out there like they have a clue. They're simply regurgitating what they hear from their professors. That's really all they're doing. Come on, think about it. Think about some of the terminologies that
the police shouldn't be there to kill innocent people.
Would you feel comfortable calling the police?
I mean, normally I would say yes, but with what's been going on, I don't know if I would feel comfortable calling the police.
I mean, it kind of depends what emergency. If I'm in danger and, you know, I call someone that's not the police, like, what can they do?
Because that's what the problem with this is, because then it leaves people, like, who are you supposed to call?
If we defund the police department, who are you going to call if there's a crime? Who are you going to call if you're in need of help?
I don't really feel a necessity to call the police ever. Like, usually, most of the time, I just call my parents or my friends. So, if I...
Hey, Mom, Dad, there's, like, three boys. They're trying to break down the front door. I think they have guns. They said they had guns. What should I do? Well, don't call the police for sure, honey, because they're going to come over and they're going to kill you. This is what they believe. I mean, listen, this is what we're raising. No, let me rephrase that. This is what you're raising. I hope some of you younger people, younger parents listening right now are cringing. You sent these kids off to college thinking police are not the people to call. This is 700, over 770,000 sworn officers in this country. I'll give you some numbers before the segment's over. You can share them.
They call my mom. They're not going to be like, oh my gosh, like, scary. My mom can't arrest them. Like, you know? So yeah, I would really want the police, like, to, like, not be defunded. The thing is, I've been in situations where I've needed to call the police. And the thing is, I call and they don't get to my house for like a good 10, 15 minutes, whatever, right now.
That's why you need a gun. That's what we've been saying. Right? You're waiting for them to get there. At what point? See, some of these people, what I would love to do, the ones that say we don't need cops, they don't need guns, they don't need cops, they just need friends. Right? Wouldn't it be great if you kind of set them up to show them when somebody's trying to break into your house why you do need a gun, why you do need the police? And maybe a dose of reality of some kind. I'm not suggesting they get hurt, but I am suggesting you get it to the point where they almost wet their pants.
Oh, the police that we have now, I wouldn't feel safe.
Do you think we should defund the police? So if we're taking away the police, it's definitely going to be a disruption to social order.
No, I think that's an awful idea.
If you defund the police, it just defunds the whole, you know, security system that we have, our safety form.
I'm sorry, like, I get it that there are some police that are committing racial injustices, but at the end of the day, those are people that risk their lives every day to make us safer.
I mean,
See, he saved the same people for the end.
During the first civil rights movements in the 1960s, they weren't asking to defund the police, but better promote equality. And I think that's what we have to keep doing.
And a life without a police system or just a system that protects us is total anarchy. So most young people are kind of like sheep. And they're quick to kind of follow anything that calls for, like, justice and, like, this is what's, like, trendy. And they don't really think it through as much as they should.
I want her on my team. Seriously. I mean, that's perfect. A lot of young people are trendy. It's a great, great line. And I love it. But, you know, seriously, think about the stuff that they're saying. How bad the police department is. How racist they are. How terrible they are. And I'll probably get in trouble for doing this. I don't care because I'm not going to give up on the truth. At least not on this show. Let me hit you again with what I've been hitting you with all week. Because I want you to be able to talk to your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, and other friends. Okay? 370 plus or minus interactions with the police last year. All right? 7,000 black men, this is a side note, 7,000 black men a year are shot, almost in every case, by another black man. Over 1,000 incidences where shots were fired involved with the police. Out of the 1,000 plus, 42 unarmed people were shot by police. Now, whether that was they didn't know, they didn't see, they didn't, whatever, they were shot by police. 19 of those unarmed were white. How do you like that? 19 were white. 9 were black. The rest were, you know, Asian or Hispanic, whatever. I mean, that simple. Right? Now, of the 9 blacks that were shot, 5 cops that were involved in the shootings, 5, were sent to jail. Because they were unjustified shootings. Right? Then you had 4 were acquitted. Why? Because locals were witnesses and told the investigators about it. But 82 cops shot. You didn't hear nothing about that, did you? But the cops are the racists. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. God bless. Don't do anything stupid because we want you back with us next week.